Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Dr. Frank Nowakowski, who is the Associate Dean for Davenport University's Donald W. Main College of Business. Dr. Nowakowski, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing very well. Davenport was founded in 1866. I did not know that. It is a nonprofit university. It's got almost 13,000 students at campuses across Michigan and online. Pretty low tuition among private universities. Davenport has more than 40 undergraduate and graduate programs focusing in careers in business, technology, and health. When we start diving into Davenport, Dr. Nowakowski, pretty good-sized university with a long history here in the state of Michigan.
We sure are, and we're very pleased for that support over the years. We've always been focused toward the professions and operate as a teaching university.
Tell us about the College of Business.
Okay, the College of Business really was the very beginning way back when Davenport was a business school, then evolved over the years into Davenport College and then Davenport University after some consolidations in 2000. The business school is accredited by IACB, that's an International Business Accrediting Association, and it's also by the Higher Learning Commission. It's also accredited.
All right, Davenport has a new program called Insurance Education. Tell us about it.
Yes. This is a program that we developed over the last couple of years. We did a research effort into the marketplace, talking specifically to agents, insurance companies, carriers. We looked at Michigan data as well as national data, and then we looked at what colleges and universities nationally as well as regionally were providing a program that would prepare people for a career in risk management and insurance. What we decided to do, and it's really unique for Davenport as well as all of its competitors in this area, is we have a Bachelor's of Business Administration with a major in management and a specialty in risk management and insurance. So what that means is that the degree is grounded in business management and then focused to the special characteristics of the insurance industry.
There is a wealth of insurance companies here in the state of Michigan, especially here in mid-Michigan. Great jobs, great pay, and great opportunities with this new program.
Absolutely, and that's confirmed by Government Bureau of Labor Statistics information as well as the state of Michigan. I was surprised to learn as we got into this that the insurance industry is the sixth largest industry in the state and employs well over 100,000 people.
Now, with the specifics of this called insurance education, what will set it apart from other similar specialties?
Thanks for asking. These courses are designed to meet the insurance industry's professional designations. So, for example, when I'm going through a course that we call Principles of Risk Management and Insurance, at the same time, I'm studying for the INS 21 national exam administered by the Insurance Institutes of America. So that means that not only am I earning academic credit, but I'm building my professional designations as I go along. In the subsequent courses, you would earn the INS 22, 23, the ARM 54. These are all designations that if you were in this industry would be important. It shows that you have learned content, you understand how to do things, and be ready to serve customers.
Are there jobs right now that folks would be able to step into after they complete this education?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, several companies, I'll use Farmers Insurance as an example, are expanding here in the state of Michigan, and they're looking for people. And I'm talking hundreds of jobs, not just a few here and there. There's another very interesting characteristic of this industry. The property and casualty portion of it in particular, and probably the ones that we're most familiar with in our home and auto and other insurance products that we buy and we really need to have, that part of the industry is experiencing a retirement of a great number of people. It's creating a void, the people behind them coming up, if you will, and we need, or they need, to train more people to take those positions.
All right, thanks, Dr. Novakovsky. We've got to get to a break. We appreciate you. You're listening to 1320 WILS.